and what's your name, sir?
Mark.
Mark, yeah. You're in team one. And
at 4 a.m., the first shift of a dozen volunteers met at mental health care in Seminole Heights, one of several homeless outreach centers participating in the count. Volunteers picked up survey forms, rain ponchos, and pairs of socks to give away to the homeless. Kathy Wiggins, an outreach coordinator for the Homeless Youth Project, says that this kind of undertaking offers many challenges.
Volunteers, manpower to actually get out and spread out throughout a very large county. Weather, climate, the environment in terms of it being cold and people not being outside. Also, opposition, people not understanding what we're doing today and not being aware and not being open to allowing us to get to people where we need to get to them.
The count was conducted in order to get a somewhat accurate picture of the amount of homeless people living in the county in hopes of securing funding from government agencies and foundations. Art Garand is the outreach coordinator for Tampa Family Health Centers.
I mean, obviously, we're not going to be able to count everybody. I mean, we are going to miss some. We try to get as accurate a count as possible. We will not overcount, meaning that we count people twice because of the system that we use in inputting information. That'll weed everybody out. The expectation is to try to, you know, identify the population that out there, get a demographics, try to find out what it is that these people need as far as services also.
Garand explained that a strict methodology is used in the count in order to secure privacy.
We're just asking for the first letter of their first name and the first three letters of their last name and then the last four digits of their Social Security number. That's the only identification, and that's just so that when they put the information into the computer, it will kick out any duplicates. It'll already say that it was there. So
at 4:30 a.m., volunteers with clipboards and bags of clean white socks set off to far corners of the county in search of the homeless. I tagged along with George Smith, a volunteer from Mount Tabor Missionary Baptist Church in West Tampa.
I'm just trying to make people aware that it's not, homelessness doesn't mean that they're, winos, alcoholics, drug addicts, homeless people. Now you have some people that lose their job in 1 week, they're homeless. You know, these people are productive citizens. They just don't earn enough money to provide a roof over their heads.
As we made our way toward Town & Country on Hillsborough Avenue, we spotted a man carrying large trash bags on the side of the road. George pulled over.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
The gentleman did not want to speak to us and was perhaps frightened. And thus, since we got no information, he could not be counted in the homeless count.
A lot of times they just rather not be bothered. They'd rather try and survive on their own.
At 4:45 a.m., we stopped at Action Labor Hall on West Hillsborough Avenue, where a group of men were standing outside in the cold.
Do you happen to know anybody that we can count? They assist them with services and stuff like that. We're just trying to find some people. Could you guys tell us a little bit about where they at, where they are?
We did receive one tip. There are some moving trucks behind a strip mall nearby. In the back of one of the trucks, several men had moved in and started camping out.
Hey, I didn't mean to disturb you guys. We're with the Homeless Coalition. We're trying to take a survey to assist some of you guys. We're trying to get some information. I know it's a bad time, but we'd like to try and get some information from you. Nothing personal. It's confidential information just to help you guys out.
These men, too, did not want to be bothered. As the sun started to rise, we had probably encountered over a dozen homeless people, but due to the rules of the count, none of these individuals made it into the final count officially.
They'll never get an accurate account, like this, because you can't find them because they're laying down or, you know, they're in their spot and they're not going to move out of their spot to answer a couple of questions. They're not going to do that. There's no benefit for them in doing that right now.
We eventually did find someone who would talk to us in a wooded area near Fowler Avenue. Tom is a Tampa native who has been sleeping in the woods with his fiancée since losing his job 6 months ago.
It's not good right now. I know for a fact because of the labor halls. You know, we used to, you know, everybody would get out. Nowadays, if you don't got a car, you know, and you're not first on the list, you know, you don't get out. So, you know, you just have to, you know, deal with what you do. I can handle, but I hear that that's getting ready to, you know, come to an end. So we're just going to have to figure out, you know, maybe have to relocate to a closer labor hall and just hope that we can get out, you know, put a tent up somewhere and,
What's your take on them banning panhandling?
You know, there are some bad people that go up and knock on the windows and, you know, really disturb the people. But I feel the people that, you know, we just walk by, you know, somebody wants to roll their window down, you know, they'll give you money. I feel that that's all right. So, and I saw papers on Sunday. They're trying to ban that, too.
The banning of panhandling has become a hot-button issue in the city of Tampa elections. Sarah Romeo, director of Tampa Crossroads, another homeless outreach organization that is taking part in the homeless count, is passionate about the issue of panhandling and how it relates to the homeless.
First, I think that the people in our community are very short-sighted and mean-spirited to say, get rid of these people. There's nowhere for us to get rid of them unless we're going to start loading them up into cattle trucks and driving them somewhere. The problem is that we have homeless people here and we need resources. The only way we're going to get those resources is to find out who's in the community that needs it. To say that we are going to ban panhandlers without a plan of how to assist those people is absolutely mean-spirited and wrong. That's my take on it. Do I think people should be on the sidewalks begging for money? Absolutely not. But if we don't have a better plan or a way for people to eat and be safe tonight, banning it is not taking care of the problem. All it's doing is putting a Band-Aid on an issue that's going to get even larger.
Results of the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County's homeless count won't be available till May 1st. For more information, you can go to homelessofhc.org. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin.